This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. The Narendra Modi-led NDA government at the centre has completed 11 years of Garib Kalyan, fostering good governance and welfare of the poor. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. He noted that the government's push for direct benefit transfer, digital inclusion and rural infrastructure has ensured transparency and efficient delivery of services to the last mile. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the World Environment Day called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. Prime Minister Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
Prakruti rakshati rakshita, arthat jo prakruti ki raksha karte hain, prakruti unki raksha karti hai.
Paryavaran mein santulan ye hamari puratan parampara ka ek ahem hissa hai. Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai, yat pinde tad brahmand, yani jo pind yani jeev mein hai wahi brahmand mein hai.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Marke Naam initiative. He also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said Indian Railways has accelerated its efforts towards decarbonisation with a sustained push for adopting the cleaner mode of transportation in an article written in an English daily on World Environment Day. Mr. Vaishnav added that the Indian Railways is working on a multi-pronged approach to achieve the net zero emission target. The National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in a terror-related case. Their searches are being conducted since early morning based on specific inputs against overground workers of various terrorist organizations in the terror conspiracy case. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 10 locations in Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana in a case against Sri Siddhidatta Ispat Private Limited and others, in which Bank of Baroda was defrauded to the tune of around 190 crore rupees. The searches are being carried out at places related to the directors, promoters and partners of the company in Delhi, Ghaziabad, Noida and Panipat. Evacuation efforts are in full swing in flood-affected Sikkim. Rescue operation to evacuate stranded tourists from Chatin commenced this morning. Two Mi-17 helicopters successfully carried out their first mission and airlifting 63 tourists to Pakyong Greenfield Airport. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical as incessant rainfall continues to swell water levels of rivers and inundate new areas. The death toll has reached 14 in rain-related incidents. The Karnataka High Court will take up the issue of stampede at Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday that claimed lives of 11 people. The court will hear the petition in the afternoon. In Uttar Pradesh, the Pran Pratishtha ceremony of Ram Darbar on the first floor of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple at Ayodhya, as well as the consecration of idols in six other temples, was held on the auspicious occasion of Ganga Dashera festival today. The ceremony was led by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. In Indonesia Open badminton, the pre-quarter-final match between star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu and Thailand's Pornpavi Chochuwong is currently underway in Jakarta. Sindhu is leading the match after winning the first game 22-20. Moreover, India's women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face Japanese pair of Mayu Matsumoto and Yuki Fushu Shima in round of 16 in a short while. And with that, we end this news bulletin.